Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是圣诞节的第四天。
This is the fourth day of Christmas.
也是圣诞节的第一个主日。
This is also the first Sunday after Christmas.
大家知道圣诞节一共有几天，对吧？
You know how many days there are of Christmas, right?
几天？
How many?
12, 有人知道12天。
12, that's right, there are 12 days.
所以我们还在圣诞节里。
So we're still in the season of Christmas now.
还可以跟大家说 Merry Christmas.
So you can still say Merry Christmas to people.
好，你跟周围人讲圣诞快乐。
So say Merry Christmas to those around you.
但是另外一个挑战2014年还有三天就结束了。
But there's another important day that we're coming up, and that is that in 3 days, 2014 will conclude.
所以你如果有2014年的计划，你还有三天有机会可以完成。
So if you had some plans, some goals for 2014 that are not yet achieved, you have 3 days.
所以有没有什么事情要做的？
So is there anything that you were wanting to get done in 2014?
当我们在仰望2015年的时候，你有什么事情要需要继续做的？
Are there any things that you have planned for 2015? Any goals?
我不知道今年圣诞节你究竟收到什么了。
I don't know what you received for Christmas this year.
可能是很多很多的礼物。
Maybe you got a lot of presents.
你不需要告诉我。
You don't need to tell me.
但是我希望你今年圣诞节有一样你能收到。
But I hope that all of us would receive this one thing at Christmas.
就是一个更大的力量，更大的盼望。
And that would be greater strength and greater hope.
这个给你更大力量，更大盼望的这个礼物。
This would be a gift that brings greater strength, greater hope.
也就是你还有机会。
And that is that you still have a chance.
你还有机会。
You still have a chance.
只要在新的一年里你一息尚存，你活着，你还有一次新的机会可以改变。
As long as you still have a spark of life within you, you have an opportunity to experience transformation.
这是因为我们的上帝是经营更新改变的上帝。
And that is because our God is a God who gives everyone transformation of life.
他是给我们每个人第二次机会的这样的神。
He is also the God who gives us the second chance.
而且主的更新从我们信主的时候就开始。
In fact, God's work of transformation begins the moment we put our faith in Him.
在这个地方，哥林多后书第五章十七节，我著名的经文，我知道我们每个人几乎大概都会背。我们一块来读，先读中文，再读英文，一二三，请。所以，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So this is a very famous passage of scripture. Many of us are familiar with it from 2 Corinthians. Let's read it together in English. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
而且这个更新改变是永不止息的，直到耶稣再来的时刻。
And this process of transformation continues until Jesus returns.
直到宇宙万物一切都归耶稣基督，归在耶稣基督主权之下的这个日子。
Until the time when everything in heaven and on earth is brought under His.
圣经告诉我们，上帝在宝座上的神将会如此的宣告。
The Bible tells us in Revelation that one day God who sits on the throne will make this proclamation.
好，我们中文一二三，请看了，我要把一切都更新了。
I am making everything new.
我们的主是做更新改变这个企业的主。
Our God is a God who transforms.
In the business of transformation.
He's in the business of transformation.
这是他要做的事情。
This is what he will do.
而且我们现在正在这个过程之中。
And we are in that process.
所以每一年都会有一个崭新的机会放在我们面前。
And so with every new year, there's a brand new opportunity that is placed before us.
这个机会就让我们可以听到圣灵的邀请。
And this is an opportunity for us to hear the invitation of the Holy Spirit.
让我们来经历神的更新。
So that we can experience God's transformation.
来经历上帝的更新。
We can experience God's transformation.
这也就是我们自己教会的我们的使命。
This is also the mission of our church.
被更新改变并带来更新改变。
Be transformed and bring transformation.
所以今天圣灵在邀请你我。
So today, the Holy Spirit is inviting you and me.
我们一二三，请来经历上帝的更新。
Come and experience God's transformation.
你跟周围人讲，来经历上帝的更新。
Say to the person next to you, come and experience God's transformation. Amen.
所以你愿不愿意来经历神的更新在新的一年里？
Are you willing? Do you want to experience God's transformation in the new year?
你愿不愿意？
Do you want to? Are you willing?
好，嗓门应该大一点哈。
Seems like we should have a little more enthusiasm.
我们这个圣诞节吃的不少，应该力量很大。
So we probably should have all had a lot, plenty to eat.
所以我们愿不愿意来经历上帝的更新？
Are you willing to experience God's transformation?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
好，我们愿意。所以在新的一年里，下面就问如何可以经历上帝的更新呢？
So then the next question is, how can we experience God's transformation in the new year?
经历神的更新要有一些生活方式的改变。
There are several ways in which our lives need to change as we experience God's
transformation. 要有不一样的活法。
We need to live differently.
首先呢，就要学习活在隐秘处。
The first is that we need to live in the secret place.
什么叫隐秘处？
What does it mean to live in the secret place?
这就是那个地方你可以跟主亲密交流的地方。
This is the place where you can become intimate with God and have intimate communication with Him.
这就是如果要经历上帝更新的生活，要有一个隐秘之处的生活，要能够秘密的这样的生活。
If you want to experience a transformed life, then you need to live in a place where you can be intimate with God.
而且这个生活呢，是渴慕能够常常与主单独的相处。
This is a life, a place in which we can often intimately communicate with God.
这种生活是渴慕主时时刻刻的同在。
This is a life in which we're earnestly longing for God's presence.
而且渴慕听到主的微声细语。
Hearing God's voice speaking to us.
就像诗人是这样子说。
Just like the psalmist said this.
好，一二三，请上帝啊，我的心切慕你。如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
然后在诗篇二十七篇第四节一二三情，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿宇里求问。
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek.That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
这就是玛利亚当年所选择的上好的福分。
This is the greater blessing that Mary chose once.
主耶稣曾经表扬过他，他对主的这个渴慕，因为他愿意花时间聆听主的教导。
And she received praise from Jesus because she made the choice.To spend time at Jesus' feet.
你记得当初马大他的姐姐在抱怨妹妹不肯来帮他忙。
You might remember the story that Mary's sister Martha was complaining because Mary wasn't helping to prepare the dinner.
好，我们一块来读一二三，请主回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事操心烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是没有人能从她夺去的。”
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
这也同样是保罗，使徒保罗自己生命的选择，他的抉择。
This is also what Paul chose in his life.
我们看腓立比书第三章一二三情，只是我先前以为对我有益的，我现在因基督的缘故。我已把万事当作是有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以能与主独处的人，生命会更有深度。
Those who are able to spend time alone with God will have an even deeper spiritual life.
他们就更有意义，更有毅力，更有勇气来面对邪恶。
They will have greater strength. They'll have greater meaning in their lives.
在中国文化大革命期间，信耶稣的人几乎都会被迫害。
During the time of the Cultural Revolution in China, people who were followers of Jesus experienced tremendous persecution.
其中有一个呢是在有一位呢是在山东有耶稣家庭耶稣之家耶稣家庭长大的叫做一个十六岁的孩子叫王三元。
There was one particular person, who was from the Shandong province, from a Christian family, and he was at this time was 16 years old. His name was Wang Sanyuan.
当时呢，大家他被迫害的时候，就让他让他们必须说自己不信耶稣了。
During a time of intense persecution where he lived, the community around him was trying to force him to say that he didn't believe in Jesus.
比如说，他们就把你带到村政府那边，然后问你能不能唱一个信耶稣的歌。
And so at the time they would sometimes bring people to stand before the government offices in the town and say, can you sing a worship song?
那你要开口唱一个东方红太阳升，你就没问题了。
Now if you were to sing the song, the East is Red, this revolutionary song, you'd have no problem.
所以就是这样的一种状况，但是这个孩子呢，就是坚定不移，他说我就是要信耶稣。
But this particular 16-year-old boy, he was absolutely firm in his conviction that he was going to believe, remain faithful to Jesus.
所以他就被训斥、被讥笑、被侮辱、被打。
And so he was beaten and he was mocked and he was persecuted.
所以他还是不肯放弃耶稣基督。
But he was, and he remained steadfast and was unwilling to turn his back on Jesus.
他的力量从哪里来？
Where did his strength come from?
他每天晚上都跪在床前祷告。
Every night, he would kneel down before his bed and pray.
而且比如说十个晚上有五天晚上是连夜祷告。
And in fact, many times, he would pray throughout the entire night.
有的时候不知不觉就睡着了。
And sometimes, as he was doing this, he would fall asleep.
醒过来就接着祷告。
And then he'd wake up and continue praying.
所以基本上就是一半的时间都是在就是说晚上经常是这样的祷告。
And so frequently, his nights were spent in this way.
有一天晚上的村里就召开那种斗争大会。
One night, the village organized a special, persecution event.
结果他跟妈妈就会被拉去站在众人面前。
So he and his mother were called to stand before everyone in the village.
当时是黑压压的一大片的人。
It was they looked out over the sea of people in darkness.
所以他们看起来特别孤独无助。
And these two people standing there appeared to be very,much alone.
但在那个时候他心里突然有一句话就出来了。
But at that moment, he suddenly had this verse of scripture come into his heart.
我们一块读。与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
这句话是从列王记下出来的。
This verse comes from 2 Kings.
这就是神的仆人以利沙自己的话。
This is Elisha's own words.
当他被亚兰的大军这样子围困的时候
，as he was being surrounded by a foreign army,
他看到上帝给他天上的使者有火车、火马、火战火战马这样子来陪伴着他，来一块来打仗。
His eyes were suddenly opened, and he could see in the spiritual realm around him that there were countless angels who were there to defend him.
所以他就一点都不害怕了。
And so he was completely unafraid.
事实上以后每次当他被拉到村政府的时候他都特别的高兴。
And so the 16-year-old boy, every time he was taken to stand before the government building, he was actually very happy.
他知道自己又有一次经历来神的大能这样的机会。
He knew that he had yet another opportunity to experience God's power in his life.
与神亲密的人他就有力量。
Those who draw close to God have this kind of strength.
他有力量对付外面的邪恶。
He had strength to defend himself against the evil around him.
他也有力量对付自己内心的这种污秽。
And he also had strength to resist the temptations within himself.
这个王酸言18岁的时候18周岁那时候他特别喜欢穿特别讲究穿。
By the time this boy was 18, he found himself paying a lot of attention to what he was wearing.
可是那个时候他唯一好的衣服也就是一件没有打补丁的白色的衬衫。
But actually at that time, the only nice clothing he had was one white shirt that didn't have patches sewn on it.
但他觉得自己如果是追求外表的时候就不去追求内心。
But he discovered that if he was putting a lot of emphasis and focus on his external appearance, he would miss out on focusing on what was going on inside of him.
当他一注意这个外表的时候，他自己内心里面就缺乏，就缺了平安了，也没有圣洁。
And when he put all of his focus on his on his external appearance, he would lose his inner peace.
而他跟神的关系一旦密切的时候，他也不管吃，他也不去注重自己吃什么好的或者穿什么好的，他都不注意了。
But then, on the other hand, when he was intimate with God, he didn't care much what he ate or what he wore or what he looked like.
所以他知道这个穿这件事情是他的一个极大的障碍。
So he realized that in his own life, the clothes he wore were, was actually a barrier sometimes between himself and God.
所以他就在穿衣服上来对付自己。
And so in this way, he addressed his own weaknesses in what he was wearing.
然后他当他穿上有时候穿上自己的好衣服自己洋洋自得的时候他就把它脱下来宁愿 脱下来也要自己心里对上帝有一种圣洁
And then there were times when he would put on his really nice clothes and recognize that his own attitude was being affected and so he would deliberately take off those clothes and put on something else
穿上一件自己不想穿的衣服
And he'd wear something that he didn't want to wear
所以这样几次之后他就有了自由
And after several times of doing this, he was completely set free.
他无论穿什么衣服，对他都没关系了。
And then it didn't matter to him anymore what he wore.
好跟坏都没关系。
It didn't matter whether it was good or not.
因为他生命在上帝面前是圣洁的。
Because his life was pure before God.
他的生命的价值在上帝面前是重要的。
And the value of his life, his own sense of self-worth came from God.
所以今年，神可能要在你自己生命之中一个问题上要来更新你。
And so perhaps there's an area in your own life where God is wanting to do a work of transformation in the new year.
神或许要让你勇敢。
Maybe God wants to give you greater courage.
在你工作地方，在你的学校。
In your workplace or in your school.
神或许要使得你更加的圣洁。
Or perhaps God is going to do a transforming work so that you would live a life that is more holy.
但是无论如何，你唯有在跟主能够独处的时刻，你才能够得到这样的力量。
But it's only by being intimate with God, drawing close to Him, and spending time with Him that you can experience this kind of transformation.
我最近还读了一篇文章，上个周末读了一篇文章，说是 Austin 有一个叫磐石教会的牧师张志刚牧师写了一篇文章。
Last week I read an article written by the pastor of Austin Chinese, a church in Austin called Cornerstone Church. The pastor's name is Liu Zhigang.
张志刚。
哦，张志刚。
他说这个名字叫做我还没有阵亡。
Yeah, the name of this article was 阵亡什么意思？
阵亡 died on the battlefield.
Oh, so I haven't died yet on the battlefield.
所以张志刚牧师服侍了大概20年。他没有阵亡，一般传道人都是平均服侍五年左右就差不多阵亡了。他说
，So this article made the point that he's been actively serving for 20 years on the battlefield, the spiritual battlefield, whereas many ministers after about 5 years are ready to quit.
或者现在接着服侍的有很多都有抑郁症。
And there are many who find themselves experiencing depression as they serve.
你们不用担心我，因为大家的祷告我还行。
So, but don't worry about me, because you've been praying for me, I'm okay so far.
他说呢，他没有阵亡的第一个因，其中一个重要的因素，第一个因素就是他哭在上帝面前。
And he said that one of the main reasons that he had not yet perished in the battle is that he often finds himself weeping before the Lord.
所以七年前的时候，特别是他被蒙召就到 Austin 那边去开创教会。
Especially 7 years before, when he was called by God to go to Austin and start this church.
他跟主说，他说这不是我要去的，这是你让我去的。万一我要是走不下来，我哭也要哭在你面前。
And so he said to God, God, this is not a place that I want to go. It's a place that you're telling me to go. And so if I end up in trouble, I'm going to come to you in tears.
结果果然在这些年的服事，果然是有很大的压力。
And as he worked on establishing this church, he experienced tremendous pressure.
而且有很多有还要面临一些攻击，还有一些伤害。
He experienced a lot of pain, a lot of attacks personally.
结果就有一天呢，他说他记得有一天他在真的在上帝面前哭了好久好久。
And he remembered that there was one day that he spent a long time before the Lord in tears.
他说上帝呢，上帝所做的就是拥抱他。
And he said that God's answer to his cry was to embrace him.
拥抱他。
To embrace him,
然后让他继续来跟随主走
and then continue following Jesus.
在隐秘之处，神给你力量。
God gives you strength in the secret place.
我不知道你去年、今年的2014年，无论在服事上、在教会服事上，还有在家庭服事上，你有多少委屈。
I wonder how many times have you felt very difficult in your service, in your family,
in the church,
and in the church,
还有在你的工作之中
or perhaps in your workplace.
你有没有在隐秘之处向主来倾诉？
Have you poured your bitterness out before God in the secret place?
你如果没有这样子处理，你很有可能在人面前去来发泄。
If you don't deal with these emotions before God, then they're likely to come out before other people.
所以神在新的一年要对你有这样的呼召。
So God has extends this call to you in the new year.
到主的面前，常常到主的面前。
Come often before the Lord.
你有没有生命有没有隐秘之处跟主相约的地方？
Is there a place in your life where you can draw close to God, a secret place where you can come near to Him?
你今年读经的计划完成了吗？
Have you completed your Bible reading plan this year?
完成了没有？有多少人已经完成了？提前完成了。
How many people have completed their Bible
reading plan? 提前三天完成了。真的有几个。
A couple people who are actually finished
ahead of schedule. 还有什么人三天之内肯定可以完成的？
How many people could complete it within the next three days?
还有按自己的计划逐渐走。还有就是说一定看来今年没盼望了。
Yeah, it seems like for the rest of us that there's really no hope this year.
那很多人这个手都不举，到底是怎么回事？三天应该可以读完，所以不要放弃。
Yeah, you can probably finish it in three days, so don't give up.
所以明年的计划，你有没有祷告的计划？有没有读经的计划
？Do you as you look ahead to the coming year, do you have a Bible reading plan for 2015?
我特别向我们
a plan for praying
向我们中间的青少年来挑战。
So I want to especially challenge the young people here.
你们这个时候的年龄是读书最好的时候。
This is the time in your life where it's actually the easiest for you to read.
你读什么你就吸收什么 ，basically.
When you read something, you absorb it and remember it.Most easily.
你们之间彼此来过来挑战，看谁能把圣经在最短的时间内读完明年。
I want to encourage you to challenge each other. Who can read the entire Bible in the shortest amount of time?
因为我自己的经历，今年可以三个月把圣经读完一遍是没问题的。
My experience personally is that within three months I can read the whole Bible through.
当然比较辛苦。
Of course, it's not easy.
基本上，感谢主，那个时候还没有进入 WeChat.
So at that point, When I was able to do that more easily, I had not yet started reading WeChat.
所以多读主的话语。
Spend more time reading God's word.
来和主祷告。
And pray to the Lord.
但是神的话语对你是不是只是教条？
But is God's word just a set of rules and regulations?
还是每天的那种新鲜的馒头？
Or is it fresh bread that comes from God?
所以你听到神的话语吗？今年有多少次神亲自用他的话语单单向你讲的话语来鼓励你的
How many times this year has God spoken to you personally using his word?
有没有过
Has this happened to you?
我真是巴不得你能够每个礼拜至少能有一个经文是神亲自向你说话来特别为你当时的经历来激励你的
I would hope that all of us would have the experience that at least once a weekThere's a verse of scripture that the Holy Spirit specifically uses to speak to us.
如果你这样做，你一定要有隐秘之处，一定要安静的时候才能听到。
You're only going to experience this if you spend time in the secret place with God.
你每天现在跟神花多长时间能够有亲密的
？How much time can you spend in intimacy with God each day?
等候主来听主的声音。
Waiting for God, listening to His voice.
如果不管你多长时间 ，2015 年每天多加15分钟。
Regardless of how much time you spend now,
好不好
spend 15 minutes more.
每天多加15分钟，大家可不可以
？Can you add 15 minutes each day in the new year?
自己如果你现在是零分钟， 15 分钟是起码的。
If right now you're spending 0 minutes, then adding 15 should be the least you could do.
一般的灵修至少要半个小时到一个小时。
Yeah, generally speaking, you want at least a half an hour to an hour of time each day.
所以给自己足够的时间在上帝面前。
Give yourself enough time before the Lord.
好，经历上帝更新改变的生活方式。第二个生活方式的改变就是要活在教会里。
So the second way in which our lives need to change in order to experience a new beginning is that we need to live within the church community.
你跟周围人讲要活在教会里。
Say to the person near you, you need to live within the church community.
要活在教会里就是跟弟兄姐妹要有亲密的关系。
We need to have an intimate relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们来一块来读希伯来书第十章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10.
一二三，请。我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既然知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
这边的教会有些基督徒就不再聚会了，显然。
At the time that the book of Hebrews was written, there were some Christians who had stopped gathering.
他这个原因可能是当时他们在面临迫害，极有可能在面临迫害。
It's quite likely that they were facing tremendous persecution.
也可能是他们最初盼望耶稣要再来，好像耶稣是迟迟不来。
Another possibility is that they'd been waiting for Jesus to come back, and he didn't come back as quickly as they expected.
就好像我们今天在说，为什么耶稣还不来解决我的问题？
Like we sometimes say, why doesn't Jesus come and solve my problems?
或许他们中间有些人要继续抓住自己过往的那种生活习惯。
Or there were some people maybe that wanted to continue living the way they had before.
或者就干脆是心灰意冷。
Or maybe they had just begun to give up.
不管原因是什么，不参加聚会，不参加敬拜，对他们自己的灵命是一个致命的打击。
No matter what the reason was that they stopped participating regularly in Christian fellowship, whatever the reason was, it brought tremendous harm to them spiritually.
所以神要每一个基督徒都进入一个属灵的团体。
God desires for every Christian to be a part of a spiritual community.
然后来彼此照顾。彼此激励
so that we can encourage each other and we can take care of each other.
活出主的敬虔，活出耶稣的爱。
And so we can live out the love of Jesus and devotion to God together.
所以在新的一年里，如果你要想经历上帝的更新，就一定要活在教会之中，活在圣徒之中。
So if you want to experience a brand new beginning in 2015, you need to live within the church community.
因为这个团体就给你监督，也给你激励，就好像身体不同的部位需要彼此。
It's just like the body needs the different, all the parts of the body need each other. And in this way, the church community will watch out for you, will encourage you, will strengthen you.
而且基督的身体的各个部位，我们是基督的身体作为教会，可以彼此的紧密相连。
We as the church are the body of Christ, and so we can encourage each other.
我们不知道多少人到美国西海岸看过 Redwood 这种 红沙树，对不对？有没有人去看过红沙树的？
I'm wondering how many people here have ever been out to the West Coast and seen the giant redwood trees?
多少人？哎，我们是哎，还有不少哈，看过 redwood 对吧？
Yeah,
还有
a number of us have seen these.
我们曾经就在那边专门还去 camping 了几天。
Yeah, we once had the opportunity to go camping in Redwood National Park.
所以看到那些树，往往有极大的震撼。
When you see these enormous trees, it really leaves you almost speechless.
这棵 redwood 这棵红沙树是世界上最高的树。
This is actually the tallest tree in the world.
115米高。
115 meters tall.
没有人知道它究竟在哪里。
Nobody knows. 没有人知道。
Nobody knows exact location.
Nobody knows the exact location.
但是大家知道它在 Redwood National Park, 那个 State Park, 知道它在他们红沙的这个州立公园。
But this is in somewhere in Redwood National Park.
因为怕人慕名而去，就把周围的森林都搞坏掉了。
So the reason why they don't really broadcast the location is they don't want people to destroy the area there.
可是这个这么高大的树，而且它很重，可是它的根特别的浅。
What's interesting about this tree, even though it's so tall, and of course is extremely massive in its weight, actually these trees have a very shallow root system.
你们有没有见过一棵大松树倒下，那个红沙树倒下的情况？
Have you ever seen a redwood tree fall before?
啊，那没见过，那当然就不用说了。但是松树也经常会有这样的特点。
So maybe you've never seen a redwood tree fall, but perhaps you've seen other pine trees fall.
根特别的浅。
The roots are very shallow.
可是他们怎么能够承受这么大的重量，自己身体这么大重量，还有外边狂风巨浪的这样子？
So how is it that a redwood tree with very shallow roots is able to remain upright even in the wind and all the environment, the environmental stress around it.
它们的特点是大家都一块长。
What's significant is that redwood trees grow together.
它们是一堆长，它们叫 grove， 就是一大堆长。
They live together in a grove. They're all there together.
所以每一棵树的根实际上是跟周围树的根是紧紧相连，它成了一个体系。就把它定住了。
And actually, all of the redwood trees have interlocking roots that grow together and help hold each other upright.
所以基督徒，作为基督徒，我们同样需要在教会中跟其他基督徒弟兄姐妹能够根相连。
The same is true for Christians. We need each other. We need to have our roots interlocked, our lives interlocked with each other in order to remain strong.
所以只有这样子，我们才能够承受生活的压力。
Only in this way are we able to face the pressure in life.
我们不仅承受生活的压力，而且活得茁壮，活得色彩斑斓。
And not just to face the pressure in life, but to be strong and to prevail and overcome.
这就为什么使徒们劝勉我们。
And this is the reason that the apostles bring us this encouragement.
我们把帖撒罗尼迦前书这一节，还有彼得的劝勉，还有保罗跟彼得劝勉一块来读一二三情。所以你们该彼此劝勉，互相造就，正如你们素常做的。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯和谦卑的心。
Let's read English together. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble.
所以张志刚牧师，我刚才说的张志刚牧师，说他没有阵亡的第二个因素，就是因为有同道同行的朋友。
So you just remember me mentioning a minute ago about Pastor Zhang Zhigang, and another reason that he states in his article that he didn't perish in the battlefield is that he was living his life in close with brothers and sisters.
他先后开拓过两个教会，都是不超过一百人。
In his ministry, he started two different churches, neither of which had more than 100 people.
所以资源比较缺乏，也没有什么知心朋友，所以也没有诉说的对象。
They continually lacked resources, and he didn't have very many close friends. He didn't have anybody he was close to who he could pour out the difficulties in his heart.
所以他心里很孤独，很沮丧。
And he felt really.Lonely, and in fact, even felt depressed at times.
但是主给他提供了重要的团契的机会。
But God provided him with an opportunity to become involved in a really precious fellowship.
他参加一个所有的牧者，大概都是百人以下小教会的这种牧者的这样的一个团契。
And that was a fellowship that was composed of pastors like him, who were pastoring leading churches that had less than 100 people.
然后还有参加另外一个团契的机会，这样的这些年来，他后来说，这些年来如果没有这些志同道合的这些传道人的朋友，这些朋友们，他说他今天肯定走不到今天。
And so looking back over the last several years that he's been involved in this fellowship, he said it's really only because of this fellowship of pastors that he was able to continue walking until today.
所以没有正常的主日敬拜的基督徒最容易流失。
Christians who don't remainregularly involved in meeting together with the church very easily can drift away.
而且他信心最容易软弱。
And it's very easy for the faith to become weak.
然后呢还有一些基督徒也比较容易受到挑战，就是缺乏小组还有团契生活的。
And also we face a similar challenge when we're not involved in a small group.
因为你如果仔细检查每位弟兄姐妹，我想请你检查你过去这刚过去2014年的你的生活。
I want to invite all of you to look back over your life in 2014.
去年你的属灵生命有没有成长？
Did you grow spiritually during this year?
你的家庭有没有更加和睦
？Is your home experiencing greater harmony?
你是不是对主更有信心
？Do you have greater faith in God?
你有什么样的？你现在感觉如何
？How do you feel right now？
如果你要，你是不是觉得现在比以前更糟糕？今年的圣诞节，哇，比去年更糟糕。
Do you look back and feel like things have actually gone downhill compared to last year？
其中有一个原因，很有可能就是因为你没有在小组跟团契之中。
One possible reason might be that perhaps you weren't involved in a small group regularly meeting.
因为你没有人为你祷告。
There weren't people continually praying with you.
你没有为别人祷告。
And you didn't have the opportunity to pray in a community for other people.
因为你缺少了这个借着研经还有祷告所带给你生命的这样的激励。
So you missed out on the opportunity to be strengthened by studying the scriptures together with other people and to pray together.
所以我盼望着在新的一年里你的生命会有极大的改变。
So my hope is that in this new year, all of us can experience a great transformation in our lives.
我们中间每一个人都可以有一个小组，都有一个小组或者团契的生活。
I would hope that every one of us here could become involved in a small group.
我盼望着我们教会就有这样的口号，叫同甘共苦。唇齿相依，生死与共。
I would hope that in our church that it could be said that we go through together through thick and thin, and that we are close to each other just as lips and teeth, and that we live and die side by side.
Amen. 盼望的主在新的一年里给我们如此的祝福。
I would hope that God gives us this blessing in the new year.
好，经历上帝更新。的生活方式第三个改变就是要活在永恒中。
So the third change that we need to experience in our lives in order to experience the new beginning that God wants to give us is that we need to live in eternity.
其实我们这帮人本来属神的人本来就是属于永恒国度的人。
Those of us who are followers of Jesus are already part of an eternal kingdom.
我们不属于这个世界。
We don't belong to this world anymore.
保罗如此说一二三请。
Paul says,
我们却是天国上国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在永恒中活着的人，更有超人的力量来面对生活中间各样的挑战和困难。
Those who live in eternity have even greater strength to face the challenges and difficulties that life brings at us.
因为我们知道今年现在的苦难的意义。
Because we know that there's meaning in the suffering that we experience.
因为让我们更加像耶稣基督。
Because we know that this suffering enables us to become more like Jesus.
让我们更加依靠我们的上帝。
And brings us to the point of trusting in the Lord more deeply.
而且我们更加清楚这一切都会过去。
And we know that all of this will one day pass away.
因为神会给我们美好的未来。
Because God is going to give us a glorious future.
好，启示录一二三，请看呐、啊，上帝的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他要做他的子民，上帝要亲自与他们同在。
Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God.
一二三，请上帝要擦去他们一切的眼泪。不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
活在永恒里边的人有更广阔的视野。
Those who live in eternity have an even greater perspective on the world.
因为会有更积极的人生。
They'll have a more positive life.
因为我们知道这世界一切都会过去。
We know that everything in the world around us is going to pass away one day.
就像彼得这样子劝勉我们一二三请。
Just as Peter encouraged us.
既然这一切都要如此消失，你们处世为人必须圣洁敬虔，等候并催促上帝的日子来到。
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be?You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
一二三请但照他的应许我们等候新天新地其中有正义常住。所以亲爱的既然你们等候这些事就要竭力使自己没有玷污无可指责在主面前和睦。
But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth.Where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.
如果有人告诉你，那盼望永恒的人往往是在生活之中最被动的人，你就可以这样子给他回答。
So if someone tells you that those who are always looking forward to the future and eternity, and that those people are actually weaker, you can answer them this way.
因为他们有永恒的把握。
Because they have confidence in their eternal destiny.
他们活在永恒之中。
They live in eternity.
他们就有特别的能力去爱别人。
They have a special ability to love others.
去真正的去拯救人，给人带来拯救。
And to be able to be an instrument of salvation in other people's lives.
有一个牧师 John Piper 曾经给了这样的一个例子。
The pastor John Piper once gave this illustration.
如果有一个人从飞机上掉下来，你旁边一个人从飞机上掉下来。
If a person next to you on an airplane were to suddenly fall out and fall out of the plane.
在飞机上同时又有两个人，一个是背着救生降落伞，一个没有降落伞，哪一个会马上跳下去救他？
If there were two other people on the plane, one with a parachute and one without, which of the two of them would be able to jump out and actually save this guy?
你们觉得哪个会？
Which one would be able to help?
是背着降落伞的还是不背的？那为什么背着降落伞的人就会下去？
So why is it that the person with the parachute would be the one to jump out and save the person who fell from the plane?
因为你不背的人，你知道自己下去也没用。
Because the person without a parachute knows that if they fall out, there's nothing they can do to help.
就让他去吧。
They would say, "Well, just let the guy, let the guy."
但是你背着降落伞的人，你就有这样的盼望。你知道，如果你下得快。
But the person with a parachute knows they have the hope. They know that if they jump out of the plane,
你能抓住那个人。
They'd be able to grab hold of that.
你把自己的伞再打开。
And they'd be able to open up the parachute.
你很有可能就救了两个人。
And then you could actually save both lives.
因为你自己是有把握的，你知道自己能。
Because you have confidence.
这就是。活在永恒之中的人，他的生命的力量。
This is an illustration of the strength that a person has in their lives when they live in eternity.
他有更积极的人生。
When they have eternity in view, they have a more positive life.
所以神呼召你活在永恒之中。
So God invites you to live with eternity in view.
而且活在永恒之中的人就有更大的意象。
Those who live with eternity in view.Have an even greater vision for their lives.
因为他知道这个世界不是仅此而已。
Because they know that this world is not all there is.
不是活了一百岁，我活了一百岁就这世界就没了。
They know that there's more than just living perhaps as long as 100 years.
我的生命会继续下去。
They know that their life will continue.
所以他就会有更加永恒的投资。
And so this person would be willing to invest more.For the sake of eternity.
我这个礼拜看到另外一个见证，说是在加拿大有一个福音联会，有一个教会福音联会，有一位长老。
I read a testimony this week about a gospel organization in Canada.
他呢，这个人呢，他是一个大公司的 CEO.
One of the members of this organization was the CEO of a major corporation.
所以他收入很高。
So he had a very high income.
也很有能力。
And was a very, very talented individual.
但是几年前，他就决定辞掉自己的工作。
But several years ago, he made the decision to quit his job.
他决定要投资于在新的目标上。
He decided to invest in a new goal.
新的项目。
In a new project.
原因很简单，因为他是个生意人。
It was a very simple decision for him. He was a businessman.
所以他要从利润最大化这个角度来看。
And so he was making his decision, his career decision, based on what would bring the greatest profit for him.
然后他就用他自己的生命来做一个投资。
He decided to use his own life as an investment.
来得到最好的收益。
In order to receive the greatest benefit.
结果他就选择呢去东南亚最穷困的一些地方。
And so he chose to move to one of the poorest areas in Southeast Asia.
首先他就到印度那边有一个叫做 Untouchable, 就是说那些不可触摸的达利人那边去服侍他们。
And he went to serve as a missionary for the untouchable class in India.
这样几年，然后今年他就转到缅甸。
And after serving in India for several years, he moved to Burma.
缅甸这个地方是缅甸有6000万人口，中间佛教徒是90%。
In Burma, also known as Myanmar, the population is 60 million people. 95% of them are Buddhist.
然后基督徒在缅甸只有5%。
Only 5% of the population is Christian.
基本上都是几乎都是少数民族才会信耶稣。
Basically, it's only the minority groups in Myanmar who become Christians.
而且这些基督徒都是住在农村，非常的贫困。
And these Christians often live in significant poverty in rural areas.
教育程度也很低。
They don't have many educational opportunities.
所以直到今天2014年的时候，在全缅甸从来没有一个基督徒是在缅甸的政府机关工作的。
And so until the present time, there's never been an example of a Christian who actually was able even to work in the government in Myanmar.
也没有一个基督徒能够进入社会的那种中高层管理阶层的。
And there's never been a Christian that's moved into the middle or upper ranks in society.
在军队里边，他们也从来没有这个官阶稍微高一点点的，都是非常小的这种小兵。
And Christians have never had a higher rank in the military.
基督徒在那里就是备受歧视。
And they're continually facing discrimination.
因为缅甸的身份证上有其中有一条是宗教信仰。
And that's because the national identity card in Myanmar includes a statement of a person's religious affiliation.
你如果敢写上我是个基督徒，
if you have the courage to put on your identity card that you're a Christian,
你马上就会打成另类，成为异己了。
Then you suddenly become classified in this other category that's unable to advance in society.
如果一个雇主一看你是个基督徒，他就不会让你来工作。
If an employer looks at your identity card and sees the word Christian written on it, they won't give you a job.
所以这位弟兄去缅甸就是要帮助这些基督徒来摆脱穷困。
And so this brother, this former CEO went to Myanmar with the goal of helping Christians there be able to lift themselves out of poverty.
然后让他们能够影响这个社会。
And not only lift themselves out of poverty, but also become a positive influence on the society around them.
所以他去了之后就选一些做生意的这些项目。
And so when he went there, he came with the vision to set up some small businesses.
他就有几个标准。第一呢，这个所选的项目能够推动福音，而不仅仅让人变富。
So one of the criteria for the business projects that he started there is that it needed to advance the gospel, not just create wealth for people.
而且第二呢是要有经济效益，当然要赚钱，不赚钱不就行了。
And the second is that it actually needed to be profitable.
第三呢要环保。
The third is that it needed to have concern for the environment.
第四呢要能够有益于社会。
And then the fourth is that it needed to actually positively influence society.
所以这位弟兄他说，在当时缅甸现在这种状况，就跟中国大陆几十年前的那个经济改革的时期非常的像。
This brother says that right now in Myanmar, their economy is very similar to the way things were in China several decades ago as the economic reform was beginning.
他就盼望着趁着这个好时机，能够通过这样的机会来帮助教会，当地教会发展。
And so his goal is that through this kind of a project, he'd be able to help the churches there advance.
来扩展上帝的国度。
And be able to expand God's kingdom.
他六十多岁了。
He's in his 60s.
他现在是带着几个贫穷的教会，已经开始了十二个项目。
And he's been working with several churches there who have already successfully established 12 businesses.
他用他一生所积累的这种经验、这种能力、才干和资源来支持穷困的教会。
He's taken the resources of his own life and his vast life experience, and he's invested this to help poor Christians in this setting.
他思考着永生，他看活在永生之中，他把生命投资在那最最好的地方。
He's truly living with eternity in view, and he's living with the goal of helping people for eternity.
我觉得神今年在呼召你。
I believe God is calling you.
呼召你我，呼召我们。
God is calling you. He's calling me. He's calling us.
他要我们不再看我们眼前的这个利益。
He doesn't want us to just look only at the immediate benefits of something.
而是要活在永恒之中。
But rather to live with eternity in view.
所以我巴不得你今年可以向神来求一个更大的意向。
So I hope that all of us can ask for an even greater vision from God in the new year.
来问主，你的生命究竟要到哪里去
？Ask God, where should my life be headed in 2015?
是要有一个名校的学位吗？在我们中间年轻人
？Am I living just to get a degree from a famous college?
或者有一个高收入的工作
，or am I trying just to get a high-paying job？
或者在公司里边地位越来越高
，or just to climb the corporate ladder where I work？
或者有一个很好的社会的环境周围。
Or to just live in a very comfortable setting.
我们知道这一切都没有能够存到永恒的。
We know that none of these things can last forever.
能够存到永恒的。
There's only one thing that can last forever.
那是爱主爱人的生命。
And that's a life that loving God and loving those around us.
我们来读彼得的劝勉。好。
Let's read the encouragement from Peter.
一二三，请。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
我们的主是把泥土，干巴巴的泥土，不成形的泥土，变成精美的陶器的主。
Our God is a God who takes simple clay and turns it into beautiful works of pottery.
我们的主是把清水变成醇香的美酒的这样的主。
Our God is a God who takes plain old water and turns it into excellent wine.
我们的主是把一个已经是腐臭的死人的尸体可以让他复活的这样一个主。
Our God is a God who can take a person who's died and is already decomposing and bring them back to life.
所以主今年在新的一年里要再次来更新我们。
And so in this coming year, God desires to renew us again.
更新我们个人的生命。
He desires to give us a brand new life.
更新我们的家庭。
And a renewed family.
来更新我们的教会。
And renew our church.
来借着我们这些被更新的人来更新我们周围的社区。
And then by working through the lives of those of us who have been transformed,to transform the society around us.
来更新这个世界。
And transform this world.
做好准备了吗？
Are you ready?
做好准备没有？
Are you ready?
哎，再讲一遍。感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们要，如果你做好准备，你要三个生命中三个改变，会是什么样的改变？
So if you're ready to experience this kind of transformation, what three changes do we need in our lives?
记不记得？
What are they?
活在隐秘处。
Live in the secret place.
活在教会里。
Live within the church community.
活在永恒中。
And live with eternity in view.
好，我们以下面这首歌来作为回应。
So let's sing this next song as a response to God.